This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Brand new album, which is out this Friday, called Cape Forestier. You can catch them on their Living Room Sessions tour this August as well. They're going to be playing at the State Theatre, the magnificent State Theatre, Friday, August 9th. It is the magnificent Angus and Julia Stone. Welcome,
guys.
Hey.
Welcome to the studio.
Do you know what I
love about you guys? The fact that you do an event like the State Theatre, and then you're at the Sony Wharf Award the other day where you were performing, and then the next thing you know, you're up on stage with Niall, also last Wednesday night at Kudos Bank Arena. There's a fair variation of shows happening there, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, we've been playing. We started at the Coogee Bay Open Mic Night, you know, a long
time ago.
Yeah. Playing to people who were drinking at the bar and on the pokies, not listening. Yeah. So we've played every kind of gig you can possibly imagine.
Was it an instant reaction back then? Angus, did you guys feel like, oh, hang on a minute, we've turned a few heads. I think people like the sound.
Yeah, you know, we came up with this thing, if you play quieter, people sort of, it creates a vacuum.
it pulls
so
people
the
in.
The more pissed they get, they got, the louder they got, the quieter we got.
You grew up in the on the northern beaches, and you played. You did a pop up show at the Warringah Mall the other day. Do you have? Can I ask? Do you run into any old teachers or schoolmates or anything like that when you do these shows?
Everyone comes up and they're like, "Oh, your dad, you know."
yeah, our dad's sort of the celebrity.
Busted me
of the
for
northern
wearing
beach.
The wrong shoes at school.
So he was a teacher.
Oh,
was
he was a teacher.
He was a music teacher, yeah.
Right.
And a conductor, yeah.
Yeah, he was our music teacher.
Of course. What was the first instrument he kind of put in front of you, or did you not have a choice? Did you
Well,
just
we did have a choice. He and Mum took us to see an orchestra, and they said, okay, you all get to pick an instrument, because at our primary school, Newport Primary, there wasn't a band at that time.
Right.
And so Dad wanted to start the first school band, and so we were the first three members, Catherine, Angus and myself, and they said pick three instruments. So
wow.
Angus picked the
trombone.
I picked the trumpet. And our sister picked the saxophone, so that was the start of the school band.
Sounding a bit different now.
It's
come a long way. Did Dad ever kind of say, guys, I think I should be included as the creator of the band?
Oh, he says that like every week.
Yeah.
Has he ever got up with you?
Well, Dad's a wedding singer, so
is he?
We sort of fell asleep under wedding tables and, you know, that was our upbringing. So he was always encouraging us to get up on stage and, you know, sing a Dylan song or Van Morrison.
Is that what he was pumping out of the weddings?
Yeah, he'd do like Beach Boys, Beatles. Nights, they dress up as Blues Brothers and all sorts.
That's hilarious.
They still fire.
Your career has been unbelievable. And you know, Angus and Julia Stone, it was an amazing catalogue, but then you go off and do your solo stuff as well. Can you tell us the story of one of the greatest producers of all time, Rick Rubin? Is it true that you guys were having a bit of a rest and then he heard you guys at a house party in LA or something and wanted to work with you?
It was like, it was Angus and I had gone off and we were doing solo projects, and we just finished touring Down the Way, which was like, it was a big touring cycle, like 3 years together living on a bus. And
oh my God,
you've had enough.
I don't know if you guys have siblings, but at that point you're like, time for a breather. And so we also write a lot, and we wanted to create these other projects. And so Angus was off doing his thing, and Rick reached out, and it was about a year of hanging out with him when Angus and I would separately be there on tour getting to know him, and then he really like wanted us to work together again, and it was really nice actually for us because he kind of brought us back together, and it was also the first time that we really started co-writing, and that was a really special experience because that's now then evolved into how we write most of our music.
And from his experience, did you learn a lot to be able to go, oh, I see what he does. Maybe that's why he's successful at what he does.
Yeah, Rick was, it's interesting looking back. I think what Rick is good at is leaving breadcrumbs along the way of, you'll do a take and then he'll pull you back out of the studio and he'll play his favourite song that matches something that he noticed inside of what you're doing.
Yeah.
He's sort of, yeah, he's leaving breadcrumbs as to how you could approach it again.
It's rather than telling you what to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to let Angus think this was his idea. Is that you playing quietly at the Coogee Bay, getting people to listen?
Yeah. We do that with Kate a lot, to give ideas for this show.
Yeah. Now, Angus, have you still got, is it true that you've got a giant replica megalodon jaw in your backyard at home? Is that true?
Yeah, I'd been hassling this guy at the Nautical Museum for so long. I collect old things, and I've been wanting to put it up because just the sheer
size
of it is incredible to look at.
So it's not real.
It is real. It's the jaw of a
megalodon.
Yeah, megalodon. Yeah,
megalodon.
What's a megalodon?
Yeah, well, that's a giant
shark. It's a prehistoric shark.
Oh, it's like that movie, The Meg or Meg. Is that
correct?
And I didn't know that was about a shark.
I thought that was a fake thing.
What's the difference between a megalodon and a megalodon?
I don't know what a megalodon is.
I think
you made that up. No, that's from Harry Potter.
Because my little man Jack, he is turning 8, and all he wants for his birthday is a megalodon tooth.
You know what? I'll send.
Do you know where to get one?
I've got one.
Angus, what else
does
he have?
My daughter's turning 10, and she wants a Ferrari.
I'll send her one too. Sweet.
Julia, what else does he have in his backyard in Byron? What does Angus have in there?
Oh, Angus has got amazing things. Actually, when we were working with Rick in California, Angus bought this amazing Mini Cooper, a teeny tiny, beautiful pale blue Mini Cooper, and got it shipped back to Australia after we finished recording. And that was a wild story because it had no seatbelts in it. What was it, 1949 Mini Cooper. And we used to drive from Venice Beach up to Shangri-La to record, and you know, Angus is a very good driver, but you know, with no seatbelts, you just got to be cautious. And one day, this driver pulled out on the Highway 1, which runs up the coast,
PCH.
And it was wild. We were so lucky. It was late at night. We'd finished at like 2 a.m. because there weren't many cars, and we just spun down the freeway.
We did a 1080 into oncoming traffic.
You did not. Is there a song about that now that we should be looking at?
1080. There's a song called 1080, guys.
Death-defying acts.
Death-defying acts, exactly.
You guys are about to perform an acoustic and Adele song, Someone Like You. We'll hand it over to you guys. Take it away.
Stay away. I couldn't fight it. I hoped you'd see my face. You'd be reminded.
see my face, you'd be reminded that for me, it isn't over. Never mind if I someone like regrets and mistakes and memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me.
Right there.
Yeah, if you could come in at that time every day.
Thanks, guys.
Guys, we're really excited. Friday, August 9th, State Theatre, Sydney. If you want to go get tickets, go to Ticketmaster. You can get them there. But Angus Julia Stone, the new album is out this Friday as well, Cape Forestier. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Loved it.
Just off the back of that too, guys. Kate Ritchie, great suggestion. Are you guys open to a Red Room? Nova Red Room. Let's do something special.
You can't say it now.
We would love to.
Well, now that we're all in a good mood. We've got to know each other. I mean, Angus, even if we did it in the backyard with the
megalodon,
with the megalodon jaw,
could work. Eating the boat.
I apologise if he's put you on the spot. I'm so sorry.
Let's keep talking about that. We'd love to do something special with you guys.
Cool. Thank you. That'd be awesome.
Awesome to see you. AngusandJuliaStone.com is where
really
you need
special.
To go, guys.
Really nice to be here, guys. Thanks
for coming in. Take care.
Have a good one.
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.